U.S. and Ukraine talk Saturday. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden spoke on the phone with Ukrainian President Zelensky Saturday, where they discussed providing additional aid as well as the private sector supporting Ukraine. Russia being dealt another financial blow. Visa and MasterCard ceasing operations there.
The MasterCard suspension is effective immediately, with Visa saying it'll work with its clients and partners within Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. MasterCard said it made its decision after discussions with customers, partners, and governments, saying, quote, the unprecedented nature of the current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the uncertain economic environment led to the suspension. The announcements come a few days after both Visa and MasterCard announced they'd be blocking multiple Russian financial institutions from their networks.
Fox's Ted Lindner. President Zelensky also speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Saturday. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick telling Fox News Live Saturday that the U.S. should not supply planes to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky urging NATO to send them more military drones, deadly weapons, and planes.
The Ukrainians do not know how to fly the F-14 or the F-16 or the A-10s, the American aircraft. They do know how to fly the old Soviet systems. The Polish have many of them. The Romanians have many of them. We need to cut the red tape from NSC standpoint in the United States to make sure that we can get that across the border to them.
WNBA star arrested at Russian airport on drug charges.
Phoenix Mercury star Brittany Griner is one of a number of WNBA players who compete in Russia during the league's offseason. Russia's Customs Service released an edited video that appears to show Griner at an airport near Moscow. Russian officials say during the February airport screening, they found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her bag. If they determine she's guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in prison in Russia.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee demanding the release of Griner. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis creating a task force to investigate election law violations.
The Florida Senate has passed a voting law package that would create a police force dedicated to cracking down on election crimes. The chamber approved the bill on a party lines vote with nearly all Republicans in support. The proposal would increase the penalty for ballot harvesting to a felony. Fines for certain election law violations would be raised, and election supervisors would be required to more frequently conduct maintenance of their voter lists. The bill was pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who is running for re-election and considered a potential 2024 presidential challenger. Democrats argue that the measure is meant to satisfy a wing of the Republican Party that believes the 2020 presidential vote was fraudulent and that the measure is unnecessary since local prosecutors can handle fraud cases. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
No end in sight for Major League Baseball lockout.
It's day 94 of the work stoppage, and while Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association remain at odds over a new collective bargaining agreement, fans and Florida and Arizona are missing out on the opportunity to take in some baseball. Today would have marked the opening of spring training games, but thanks to multiple cancellations of exhibition action because of failed labor talks, the earliest we will see ball clubs square off even for intra-squad games is March 18th. This lockout not only shutting down games, but keeping stadium workers out of a job, leading the MLBPA to establish a $1 million fund to help those employees dealing with financial hardship, the league following with a similar fund. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Good news for the state of U.S. whiskey.
Bottoms up. And I'm not just saying that because it's the weekend. A trade group says American whiskey exports battered by tariffs and the COVID-19 pandemic started rebounding last year, but there's more ground to make up. Bourbon, Tennessee whiskey, and rye exports hit $975 million in 2021, up 15% from the year before.
Fox News' Tom Rigotti. Exports are still down 18% from the record high in 2018. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.